Welcome to Cat Chat, brought to you by Dr. Elsie's, the wonderful private company owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose personal mission is to formulate litters that keep cats using the litter box, which keeps them in their loving homes. I'm Tracy Hotchner, the author of The Cat Bible, Everything Your Cat Expects You to Know. My mission is to entertain, educate, and inspire cat lovers like you to give their kitty cats the best possible life in nutrition, affection, and environmental enrichment. With Dr. Elsie's support, the Cat Chat Show brings you interviews with cat authors and experts, some old favorites, some new conversations, so you can better understand and appreciate your own feline family members. Dr. Elsie's is also the founding and continuing sponsor of my New York Cat Film Festival, short films from around the world that celebrate the kitty cat, which will be back in theaters starting on Global Cat Day, October 16th, around the country, and will travel nationwide through 2022. Meantime, thanks to Dr. Elsie's, you can now see streaming versions of earlier festivals for free on Tubi TV. It is that time of the year again. Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation has been for many, many, many years the very grateful recipient of millions of dollars over the years from Dr. Elsie's precious cat company, but it's really from himself and his wife. And Dr. Elsie, I'd just like to say that I admire you so much, and I'm grateful to be part of the Dr. Elsie family, and also to continue to salute you and encourage people to make purchases because they directly affect the donations that Dr. Elsie's gives to the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, but also to say that it's an orphan disease in the big picture. And I do believe that your personal efforts for yourself and Kathy, your wife, who is living with multiple myeloma, have probably allowed many tens of thousands of people, because it's not that common a disease, to live with the disease rather than to die from it. And that must be a kind of awe-inspiring feeling for you and your family, that you've personally been able to make that difference in a disease that used to end people's lives. Is that correct, medically speaking?
Well, it really is, Tracy, and certainly I appreciate your bringing this whole multiple myeloma to the forefront, because it is a disease that most people have never even heard of.
That's right.
But yet it is more common than you think when you start to look at the different people that have actually succumbed to multiple myeloma. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart.
No kidding.
Died from multiple myeloma. So the thing that is striking about it is that early on in my wife's disease anyway, the survival rates were pretty terrible, actually.
Yes.
You know, the five-year survival rate was in the 30-some percent range. And that's improved considerably since 2009, when she was diagnosed. And I think a lot of that is as a result of research that has been going on. It's not only used in multiple myeloma, but also in other cancers. So it is certainly something that we feel very strongly about. Obviously, we do have a cat in that fight. But, you know, it's... you know, you reflect back on over the years and the things that you do that you hope make a difference. And certainly, I think we have been able to make a difference. And so that, coupled, of course, with the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation and all the other researchers out there, we just kind of carry the water for those guys is
nice.
What it boils down to.
Well, that's nicely put, but I guess really it's the cats who are in the fight, because your company is completely created by you. Every product in it is created by you personally. You and your wife own it completely. Highly rare in this day in the pet industry of constant acquisition and companies just being bought up and gobbled up by people that want to make a buck on them, honestly, venture capitalists, they don't have the heart and soul to care what's in a can or a bag or on a shelf. They're just looking to, you know, show pennies of profit or millions of dollars of profit, depending. And you've kept your company pure that way, but that the cats that people love and take care of and the products that they buy go back to helping humans in this way sort of takes pet therapy to another level. Now, we all talk about the way that cats and also dogs are important in our lives. But when a company steps up and says, this is a difference we can make, but all those people with cats can help us make that difference, because you have a long, many months where online, I think you have a $3 coupon that people can download. And for every person who uses the coupon, your company gives $3 to Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, which really adds up to a lot of money. Plus, you, I think, have $1 million matching grant that if once people give $1 million, you match it. Or how does that work? I mean, it's pretty lush in terms of donation.
Yeah. So, to put it in perspective, since my wife was diagnosed in 2009, we've been blessed enough to give about $14 million.
Wow.
Part of that is where we give $1 million a year that is matched. We match up to $1 million. And fortunately, Multiple Myeloma every year has been able to get enough other donations to make that match a reality. So, you alluded to the fact that pets are such a wonderful thing, when people are suffering from all types
yes.
of cancers, and I think the research is out there to certainly bear that out, that, people just do much better if they have a pet and they have cancer, is just from a mental standpoint, from an attitude standpoint, from a depression standpoint.
Yes. And hanging in there. I mean, I know you have the Dr. Elsie's as a company has a wonderful Share Your Story project going on. And I've interviewed already one of the filmmakers from the Cat Film Festival this year, which, thanks to Dr. Elsie's, actually exists. I mean, that's the truth. Without Dr. Elsie's, there is no Cat Film Festival, and we're in our fourth year of spreading the joy of loving living with cats and laughing about it. But one of the films, and I interviewed the filmmaker for Cat Chat and also for Dog Talk, her film was about having suffered from COVID in the very early days in New York, being in complete isolation in her apartment, and having adopted this very sickly kitten. And that's often the story. So many kittens are sickly. And in curing them and guiding them back to health, it helps people also suffering to be guided back to health themselves. It's quite an interesting full circle, and one that needs celebration, because especially people living with cats, they live quietly with their cats. They don't take them out, for the most part, on a leash, and they certainly don't, you know, travel with them as much. So they're more the invisible beloved pet, much more so than dogs. And I guess in terms of people with multiple myeloma, I had a friend when I first learned about your wife's cancer. It's a blood cancer, right? I there was a picture of you and your two handsome sons, and I thought, oh my God, this is so sad. And then each year, the sons would get taller and older and more handsome, and the family was still a family, and she was living through it. And a friend of mine got multiple myeloma, and she tried many of the trials and experimental things that the Research Foundation was developing with the support of you and other people, without which there wouldn't be advancement. You know, people used to all die of AIDS. Everybody died until you could live with AIDS or you could live with being HIV positive. And that came from research and people donating. And Colin Powell, who was by anybody's standards a very great American, when he died of COVID, it was because he also was living with multiple myeloma. And I thought, you know, he probably would not have survived his multiple myeloma if it weren't for the work that the Research Foundation is doing. I think we forget how many great heroes and frontline workers there are behind the scenes looking for ways to at least stop in its tracks the very many forms of cancer that affect all of us. Cats the least of all, people the most, and maybe dogs the second in that hierarchy. I guess you learned that early on as a doctor and also a family living with multiple myeloma, that if you give money to research, it will benefit you and millions of other people. That's kind of an amazing equation right there, isn't it?
Well, yes, yeah, and you know, Tracy, when it obviously the film festival is something near and dear to our hearts, but it wouldn't have happened without your input. So, you know, I want to give you a pat on the back in that regard, because you know, I think it's a great thing, and I just appreciate your efforts on that.
Well, it's so nice of you to say that, because it certainly doesn't benefit Dr. Elsie's in the cha-ching way that many companies look for. You know, what did I get out of this? Well, it's really spreading the joy of owning and being owned by a cat. And from around the world, we now have movies really around the world about all the ways that cats share our lives and what we can do for them and what they can do for us. And yes, I do. It was really Gina at your company who said, you know, if you ever could do a cat film festival like the dog film festival. And I thought, well, I'm like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. I'll find a barn and put on a show. I really didn't know there'd be enough movies being made or that could be made about cats to fill a theater for nearly 2 hours. And that it's been overflowing ever since. And I think that the sense that it's simply spreading the joy and the message of how important cats are, whether they live in our streets or in our homes, and who they are as individuals and why each of them matters, it's deeply moving. And people who love cats and foster cats and, you know, they volunteer at shelters and rescues or they have one in their own bathroom, they've known that. But I think it's really great that together your company and I can support that, get that idea out there. And that's why I feel very grateful to be able to talk about the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, because there are other orphan diseases, particularly kinds of cancer, that people may think that a big organization like the American Cancer Society, if they give money to that, gee, that really helps advance the knowledge we have about cancer. Maybe it does. I'm going to say not really. It's just a big, big, big entity. Whereas if you can focus in on the kind of cancer that personally affects you, whoever you are, giving money to the organization that is trying to cure that cancer does help every other cancer, but actually directly affects the person or people you know who have that specific kind of the disease, because cancer is not one thing, which anyone who is unfortunate enough to have it hit their family knows. Don't you think people still have an idea that cancer with a capital C is one disease when it's dozens and dozens of very particular different diseases, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that it is certainly painted with a very broad brush. And certainly some cancers get a lot more press and a lot more funds.
Right.
Prostate cancer, breast cancer. So there are all these other cancers that play second fiddle to that, if you will. And so they really struggle to get funding. And so in particular, families that have those cancers, the lesser known cancers, if they can, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because they're the least people oftentimes, you know, they're really strapped, because
that's right,
they've got this cancer they
yep.
have to deal with. So
that's
how...
Right.
How are they going to support research? And so, you know, we just feel blessed that we're in a position where we happen to have a company that's doing well. And so we're able to step up. But I think that certainly to your point that, you know, people do have all kinds of things that they're interested in supporting. And I would just put a plug in for the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, because not only do they support research for multiple myeloma, but this also has a direct impact on all kinds of other cancers.
Definitely, because it's a blood cancer, so it can have a broader range application when they find treatments that work, that extend life effectively without horrible side effects, that can be used. And cancer researchers do come together. They're not in competition. They really do share information, share knowledge, share what they've learned with each other, because everybody is moving the boat forward. The book, The Emperor of All Maladies, is a book that if you don't have patience to read it with your eyes, because I bought the book and it's big and fat and really takes a lot of time, I listen to the audiobook. And it'll teach you anything that you didn't know about how science and scientific research happens, about cancer, or really about anything. And it's a great education that we all should have, because it's a rampant disease. And the more each of us knows, the more that we can in our own lives maybe be effective in making a donation in a direction that directly affects the health of as many people as possible, instead of going to, you know, expensive mailings and high cost offices with people in it with high salaries. You know, that's the reality of when things get so big. So I just want to say that I'm so grateful and glad that the brilliant scientists working on behalf of multiple myeloma have extended your wife's life so very well, and other people's lives, including Colin Powell's. It's just that when your immune system is not the sturdiest or the strongest because you have cancer and you're under treatment, then things like a COVID virus can kill you. So it's great, the work that they've been doing. It's wonderful your support of them, and also support of the stories that people have to tell with Share Your Story, telling stories of how pets have helped people through tough times, whether they're financial or medical or emotional. It's just important to realize that they do have a great value in our world. And the work that you're supporting is also comes from the really good things you make to make cats healthier and happier, and therefore their people are healthier and happier. So I take my hat off to you. You're always so humble and modest in what you do, but I like to crow about you. It gives me great pleasure. So thank you, Bruce Elsie. And thank you to Dr. Elsie's for all the really good things it has done for cats as well as for humans in this world. I feel very happy to be part of your world.
Well, Tracy, the feeling is mutual. I mean, your talk shows and your books and everything, they've really been an inspiration. So just back at you.
Well, thank you, sir. It's really wonderful when pets can bring us all together to do huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. Thank you so much. And I look forward to hearing more of the Share Your Stories. Anyone who wants to share their story about their dog or cat and what they've done for them, I would love to talk to you or write about you. Just write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I hope this conversation has deepened your understanding and affection for cats everywhere. It's been brought to you by Dr. Elsie's, which has broken new ground by creating a healthy, dry, and canned food for kitties called Clean Protein, which is inspired by the protein levels found in a cat's natural prey. I recommend that wet food should always be your cat's primary diet, but Clean Protein is the first dry cat food I believe can be a healthy choice if you want to feed dry food, even as part of your kitty's diet.